in this universe you are seeing is a connection. There is nothing except connection between reality and its reflection. When you reach the reality, you reach everything. When you are still in the reflection of the reality, you are still in the surah, in the image of that reality. So Islam, Christianity, Judaism, all religions, or beliefs like Hinduism, Buddhism, whatever philosophy, always philosophy or beliefs and religions, all of them, their concern is one thing. Like all these books you have here, you go to a bookstore or a library, Barnes and Nobles, you sit, you have how many titles there? Millions of titles. Millions of writers. All these books that writes about this world, philosophy of this world, logic of this world, religion of this world, all of them, they want the reality. They are not interested other than the reality. They find it, they are happy with it. And the reality is varied. Some people, they might find the reality this way, they are happy with it. Some people, they might find it this way, they are happy with it. The other people find it on the right, on this right, they are happy with it. As long as you are happy with what you are finding, then that is your shell, that is your home. Because you have established a relationship. The most important is to establish that relationship to find the reality. And from one reality, from one happiness to another, from one road, these people are happy with this road, these people are happy with this, these people are happy with this. It varies. It varies how far you are from reality and how near you are from the reality. But all of them are seeking reality. As she said in Mantiq al-Tayr, what you said, the Farsi for seeking, the Farsi word for seeking, to seek. No, simurgh is the bird. Talab, talab in Arabic, huh? Talab, to ask for something. Seeking is same meaning. To seek means to look after, a way, and what we call it in Arabic, al-musuluk, the knowledge of seeking or seekers. To find the way that you feel fit in it. Now, I'm not going or speaking about Islam or about, I'm going to speak more in the broad picture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to be known, as it is said in the Qudsi Hadith, Holy Hadith, كنت كنزا مخفيا فأردت أن أعرف فخلقت الخلق. I was a hidden treasure, Allah is saying. I wanted to be known. I created creation. That's a reality. Before creation, how you know your Lord? With creation, you knew Him. When you are, this is water, so don't be worried, it's not coke. This coke might make dirty the carpet, but this is water. So, when you, this is water, you see it? You see? So, inside is water. Has no form. If it is not put in a cup, we are not speaking now on the cup. Like ocean. In the ocean, the water has no form. Any form for the water? No form. If you, this is, let's say this is ocean. If you come out of the ocean, it has a form or not? Look. It has a form. It become a form. Can you see it? But it goes back in the ocean, it's no form. So when you are out of the reality, you establish a form. When you are in it, you are in complete annihilation, complete submission. The existence is for that reality. You can, that reality cannot have two existence. It doesn't work. If two existence, then they have two gods, they will fight with each other. Who will be stronger? He will be God. Must be one. Is that? One, every number is dependent on the one. To be something. If you one, add to it one, becomes two. Two cannot become three without one. And three cannot be four without one. So everything begins with one. So the reality is one. And the zero is the annihilation. Is the submission. And that's why the language of the computer, because its energy, is one and zero. Zeros can be near each other, but have no meaning. Put one, have lot of meanings. Put near, put six zeros, and put one, to become $1 million, you'll be happy. Big money. If they were zeros, what to do with them? Cannot buy Starbucks. So, zeros are dependent on the one. When you become zero, you have value. Because your value is with the one. When you become completely surrendering, that's where they were seeking, the birds. They were seeking to be nothing. That's why their feathers went off completely, as Prophet ﷺ said, لا راحة في الدين أو لا راحة لمؤمن إلا بلقاء ربه. There is no raha, no relaxation until you meet your Lord, or there is no easiness in religion. It's always difficult. That's what she said, mechanical. Keep going. So when you seek the way and carry the difficulties, all your feathers are turned apart, you become completely nothing. At that time, you will be seeing your reality, which is in the presence of the Lord and the divine presence. So zero becomes something because at that time is dependent on the one. Then you can be a lot, because one and zero is 10. One and two zeros is 100. One and six zeros is 1,000,000. So as much as you becoming invisible, as much as you are carrying zeros in you, then you will be something important. So all this, what we are seeing, is we are seeking the reality. And this is the connection. Like this one. What you call this one? Audio connection. That connection is your body, where it receives and it feeds. When everything is done, you don't need it anymore. Take it and hook them together. They can carry the weight. Like this electricity. You have the main power from the city coming on this big, what you call them, voltage transmission line. Cannot approach them. If you approach them to a certain height, they pull you, you'll be finished. So when you need electricity to your house, what you do? They come and they put you in condenser, what you call them? Transformers. To minimize the power of the electricity going on, then you can take 110 volt or 220 or 360. That's what you can take. More than that, you cannot. That condenser, condensing the energy that is coming to your capacity that you can take it. That condenser, condensing the reality that is coming from your origin for you to can carry in this world, and that's the body. Your body is a, what you said, transformer. Is a transformer to minimize all this to your level, then your heart capacity, what your heart can carry, that light comes in. Your heart carry more, light come more. Your heart come more, light come more. Your heart becoming bigger, then you don't need a transformer. You will be connected directly. And that's why everything, Allah said in Holy Quran, that Allah created everything in pairs. Zawjain. Some people, they explain it, husband and wife, female and male. No, it's not. In some verses, yes, but there is one verse that it shows that you are being created of two pairs. The reality that is in Allah's presence and your presence on this earth. When these two realities, when these two comes together and they don't need any more transformer, then you can pick up immediately what is your reality is seeing up. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me ulumul awwalina wal akhirin, the knowledge of before and after, because Prophet didn't need a transformer. Prophet, his reality was always connected with the presence of his Lord. And prophets like Sayyidina Isa, Jesus, Moses, all the prophets, Noah, Abraham, all of them, they knew that reality. And that's why they never been in worshipping except their Lord. Sayyidina Ibrahim looked at the stars He said, this is my Lord. Then he said, no. Looked at the moon, he said, no. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَا قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ When he saw the moon disappearing, he said, I don't like someone disappear. فَلَمَّا رَأَ الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ He looked at the sun and saw the sun big. He said, no. When it gone, he said, no, I cannot worship someone that goes. إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ I'm guy directing my face to my Lord. He knew the reality. So all these books, all these writers, all these people want a reality. If you give them the reality, they are happy. If you take the reality away, they are going to look after it. They didn't find it in Islam, they are going to look at it in Christianity. They didn't find it in Christianity, they will look at it in Judaism. They didn't find it in Judaism, they will look at it in Buddhism or Hinduism or whatever belief. So now your duty is, it is in Islam. Yarhamukumullah. It is in Islam. The reality is in Islam. It's a perfect. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Today I have perfected. I have completed your religion. Allah said. So it is there. So our duty is to present it to them. If we fail, they are going to look somewhere else. So our duty is to show them a balanced system, like she studied psychology, you studied science. Yeah? And between science and psychology is a relationship of spirituality and mass. Science is mostly discoveries on matters that are sensible. Psychology, no. Is not depend more on spirituality or something that cannot be seen, but it is there. How it is there? You are a scientist. You know more than us. How it is there? But look, in every atom, if you break every element. To its smallest particle that you can reach. Let us say you reach the atom, and if you look at the atom itself, which is the zero, is not looks like zero might be because it's the smallest thing, and zero is smallest, whatever it is. You find still in the atom. There is a huge factory in that atom that you think it is the smallest, it is still big. That has a mass, the nucleus, and has the electrons, and has more others, because he is a scientist, I cannot speak in front of him, he will find mistakes quickly. And then you have what? Protons, neutrons, all. It means a combination between a mass and energy. Isn't it? So it means everything, even the smallest, in an atom, in a structure, depends on a mass and an energy. Isn't it? Depends on what he was crying for and was not crying for. Understood? Huh? Or not? You tell me.
Not yet. No. I still need more illumination.
You said you were crying for Prophet. When you think about whatever, you cry more than when you think about your Lord. In an atom, that's why Atom has a mass, an energy. Not the smallest. Even in the smallest structure of an element, it still relates why he was crying for. Because what is you, what is the nearest thing to you is the mass, is the form. Huh? So who is the nearest to you, Prophet or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Prophet. It is the psychology, the relationship. That's why Prophet is the only one muwahid. Because he was called to the presence in Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj. And that's why he said, Rabbi, Rabbi wa Rabbukum Allah. He said, my Lord and your Lord. And he said in somewhere else that, آمنت بالذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا هو المسلم. This is Fir'aun saying, I am believing in what Sayyidina Musa and his people believed in. Because he was far from reality. So, who knows Allah more, you or Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? So he is more near to Allah than you to Allah. You are more nearer to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because the relationship of bashariyah, of form, the masses.
Allahu Akbar.
If you have, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make always all of us happy, but if someone die, you cry. Huh? More than you cry when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone very near to you has died, you cry. Because of the relationship. The human nature. The human relationship. That's why you cry when you remember Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he's very near. It's very difficult to cry when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until you lift yourself higher level. When that will rise, that power will rise, that mass in you disappear, and you become only energy. That's what happened when Prophet went into Isra and Mi'raj. No more mass. He went with his body, but his spirit was more stronger than the body. Rising. There is no more gravity to pull down the body like this. You leave it from your hand, it falls down because of gravity. So when you leave your gravity, you leave your desires, bad desires, and all this negativity in yourself that we have built it through the years. When we leave it down, that's why when they reach Monte Kutai, the birds reach their destination where they were going, they have no more feathers. What that mean? No more feathers. Means they have no more the same form, because what gives them the shape and the beauty is the feathers. So they were proud of their feathers. But when they become skin, they are ugly. Is that? If you go to a slaughter home and take a chicken and put it, you see how they take the feathers from the chicken? You saw that? Might be not here in Pakistan.
Yes.
Yeah. You see how it becomes dirty before they cleaning it and so on. They wrap it for you nicely here and show it to you nicer than it is. When you take these feathers there, it's all dirty with feathers and so on. It's ugly. So when these feathers went out, they become ugly. Means their force, they are getting rid of that pride in themselves. That feathers point to the pride of the ego. Sorry. I'm a scientist. Telescope.
In circumambulating
and praying around Baitul Ma'mur, what she call it. In dunya, in earth, they are in circumambulating around the Kaaba in Mecca. It's a replicate or a duplicate of what is in heaven. It's a reflection. Origin, the heavenly one. The one here is a reflection of the origin, like you see yourself in the mirror. Reality, here, if you have a mirror, you see yourself inside, is a reflection of yourself. So, in dunya, they are moving in a counterclockwise around the Kaaba. Every mass, every atom in this universe has a reflection. What you call it in English? Replicate of Baitul Ma'mur. It is the secret of creation. And that's why all this energy electron has to circumambulate around that mass, which represent the secret of creation of that element. And that's why they go in this counterclockwise. It's this similar as goes when we go to Kaaba and do the tawaf. Always we keep Kaaba on left, and right of Kaaba is us. And that's why we say, Al-Hajar al-As'ad, Yameenullahi ala al-Ard. The black stone, the happy stone, is the right hand of Allah on earth. Means is the main power focus of the tajalli, of the blessings of heavens on earth, because it is a piece of heaven. If we say it's yameen, it's the right side, right hand. There are two things in dunya that are from akhirah. What are they? One of them, Hajar al-Aswad, black stone. It's from paradise. Allah sent it from paradise to build first house for him, Sayyidina Adam, then follow to Sayyidina Ibrahim, then follow to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is, when someone touch it, if you touch paradise, you think you touch hell anymore? Nothing. Your body cannot affect with fire or hell or punishment. When you are in paradise, Allah gave you paradise. And that's why anyone pilgrimer go to Hajj, to pilgrimage, and touch Hajar al-Aswad or see Hajar al-Aswad, never he will see hellfire. Because it's related to Akhirah, to paradise. And where is the other thing? Where is the other Akhirah from Akhirah in dunya? Ma bayna qabri وَمِنْبَرِي رَوْتَةٌ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, between my house, my grave, and my niche, minbar. What's minbar? Where you go up, pulpit, is a piece of paradise. So if you step into that piece of paradise, and you are in paradise, how you go to hell anymore? It's impossible. But Allah give you paradise. That two places are from Akhirah. That is our connection from dunya to Akhirah, these two places. So in that worshipping, in even the smallest particle is in continuous worshipping. It's continuous moving in the speed of light, the electron, around the secret of creation, that small mass. That's what we call it now. Nucleus or proton. What you call it? Proton. Protons and electrons. They call electron minus. Proton plus. Why? Why proton plus, electron minus? Why we didn't say electron plus and proton minus? Allah made them to say like that. Because electron means nothing. They cannot, you cannot touch them. It's minus, abstract. Mass, proton, is a mass. So that's always can be touched or seen. Electron cannot. Allah gave the scientists to say in their hearts, plus and minus. So, that reality, if we can reach that reality of the smallest particle, then all of us will be able to understand what Allah wants from us, and this will show us that we are in constant worshipness around the clock. Because look at your body, it exists of more than trillion, more than some trillion cells. The human body. Who is doctor here? No doctors here. No doctors. How many cells in the body? Some trillions cells. And every cell of the body is a whole immense, not only, universe, factory. Has its own system, has its own guard, has its own police officers, has its own army defending it, has its own enemy against it. It's a complete system. Means all these cells have energy in them, and they are in continuous praising of their Lord because they are in continuous circumambulating around their own nucleus, own atoms. And that's why Allah said in Holy Quran, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِحَهُمْ. Verily, everything is praising Allah. Everything, everything, yani every atom, every smallest particle you imagine, but is praising Allah, but وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِحَهُمْ. You cannot understand what their tasbih, you cannot relate with them because you didn't reach that level. That's why you need a journey. When we go in that journey, there is no more any more difference between men and women. There is no more difference between human beings. There is no more difference between countries. There is no difference between nations. It is all servant to their Lord. Muslims, Christians, Jews, Buddhists, Hindu, atheists, everyone. And that's why Prophet ﷺ said, النَّاسُ سَوَاسِيَةٌ كَأَسْنَانِ الْمِشْتِ. Human beings are equal, like the teeth of the comb equal. No difference. In Allah's eyes, no difference. That's why He favors everyone. Muslim or Christian, or Jewish or Buddhist, or anything. His mercy is on everyone. His provision is on everyone. Everyone asks Him. Everyone calls upon Him. And Allah responds. Never He refused. Might postpone to test, but never refused. إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي. I am very near calling, accepting anyone who calls me upon me, I will answer him. So all this reality, all this is to show one reality. That Allah exists and we are zero. When we become zero, then we exist in Allah's existence. And that's why awliya, saints, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has infinite numbers of names. And every name represents a human being. Every name represents a form that appears in this world. With that name, it appears. And every name is different from the other. Not the same name for a group, no. Many different names, infinite number of names, and the whole creation is a reflection of Allah's attributes that differ from one attribute to another. May Allah forgive us.
Amen.
And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep guiding us and give the taste that she is asking for. That she wants to say, I'm Muslim. Means al-Muslimu man salima al-nasu lisanihi wa yadihi. That Muslim is the one that Muslims are safe from his tongue and from his abuse. So Muslims means submission, surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everyone is a Muslim. Every human being on earth is a Muslim. As Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yuladul insanu ala al-fitra. Human being is born on innocence, pure. فَإِمَّا أَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ. Either his parents makes him Jew or Christian or Buddhist or Zoroastrian or whatever. So he is born on innocence, and innocence is Islam, means submission. So that light is there and needs submission. Islam is submission. Everyone submit. We now, if we think ourselves, we are not submitting to Allah. But at the end, one day is going to come and you are going to say, what? Submit. It's going to take the soul and finish. By force. Not willingly. You like it or you don't like it. Taking and going. So you are submitting. So everyone is a Muslim. In general. By nature. Submit. Finish. He took the soul. It's finished. What you can do? You submit. You can. Oh Allah. Yeah. Now I am coming. But to your mercy. To his mercy. May Allah send his mercy on us. And may Allah bless all of us. You think Allah created humanity to torch them in hell? Fire? Molded them. Look, you were showing me this calligraphy there. Or any calligraphy you have. Any calligraphy or any picture or any paint. And there is, you know, they have in big museum or big galleries room, they have painters from around the world, they put their paints. And you go there and look at the paint, every paint, $1 million, $500,000, $50,000. You stand up there and you say, oh, this is ugly. They sell it $1 million. What is this? You think if that painter beside you will be happy with you? You'll be upset. Because he put all his effort, all his love in that paint. What do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If someone comes and say about the other guy, about the other person, about a woman or about a man, look, this is ugly, this bad person. What Allah will say? I molded him with my love. I created him with my hands. Why you are humiliating someone that I have carved him? I builded him. You have no right. I'm judging you now. This is the judgment day for those people. Those who humiliate others, who break the heart of others. That's big. So Allah created us because He loves us. He wanted His creation to be the perfect. And Allah is the merciful. Don't think He created us to dump us in hellfire. No, He created us to send us with honor to His paradise. May Allah forgive us, and may Allah give us the benefit of this meeting.
Amen.
And thank you very much for your hospitality. And alhamdulillah, we are very near the skies here. took the mountains. And Alhamdulillah, inshallah, Allah makes you and your wife and your family always happy and cure every person and give shifa to every person and give long life to every person to do more, inshallah, in the way of Allah and the way of Islam and the way of Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salat wa salam. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alayhi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.